Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
What's happening, everybody? Good morning. Welcome back to another week of shows. Good morning, everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bethany.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you calling in so early in the morning, so thank you for that.
I'm glad I got through.
All right. So what would you like to say this morning?
Well, I am a listener here in Little Rock. I listen to Kissin. I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit skeptical when you guys first came on the air.
That means you hated us, right?
I didn't hate you. I was just skeptical because, you know, not everybody does well with change. And but once I got to listening to you guys, I'm so glad you guys are in Arkansas now because I'm a nurse, and so I work a stressful job. So listening to you guys on my way into work every morning gives me a little bit of a lighthearted mood before I go into work and deal with stress all day. So I'm glad you guys are here, and I absolutely love the show. And I listen to you every morning on my way into work.
So. Well, let me ask you a question, and let's just be honest here. What would you say is the best and worst thing about the show, if you had to pick one?
The best thing, I think, is that you guys are all friends, and you guys were friends before you come on the show, so there's a more natural feel to the show. Like, other shows, you can tell that they're not all necessarily as natural as you guys are together. I don't know. I can't really pick a worst thing about the show because everything about the show I like. I tend to be a cup half full kind of person, and you guys hit that on the head every single morning.
Mm. So you can't give us anything bad like Lunchbox or...
Why does that go to me every time?
Or Bobby or Amy. I mean, it could be any of them. Nothing at all.
Not really. I don't really have any complaints about you guys.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the nice call, and especially people that converted. Those are our favorite kind of people because you guys are the hardest to win over, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you guys for doing what y'all do.
Hey, thanks for doing what you do. Being a nurse is tough. I don't have the guts to do that.
It's a calling. I love my job.
I believe that. I believe people that are nurses, it was really a calling because you wouldn't be able to do it if it was just for pay.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, thank you very much, Bethany. Have a great morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
They say that who your partner is has more to do with your weight than genetics. Because your partner influences your decisions. And so they did this whole thing on the impact of obesity and fitness. And it's all about who you're with more so than how you... But even then, you could say parents. You don't have to be partners.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a believer, though. You are like the sum of your surroundings. And if you surround yourself with good influences, you're going to lead a better, more productive life. And it doesn't have to be people. Like, for example, the show with me. I surround myself with people that are happy and are in positive moods and smile. Because I am not a morning person. And when I come in, Amy and Eddie are always pleasant and happy. Like, they're very rarely are either one of you two in a bad mood, which is weird. Yeah. But it helps me because I am always cranky as soon as I get here in the morning. It takes me hours. Like, I'm still cranky. Right now. Like, so, I believe, and it doesn't matter if it's work. If you surround yourself with people who have great work ethic or people with big dreams, that's what you're going to do. If you surround yourself with people who are like, who cares? That's how you're going to feel. And so it's not just a food thing. It's a lifestyle thing. The people you surround yourself with end up making you. It doesn't have to be people, humans either. You can surround yourself with, like, books. Like, if you read, and I like to read books from people who have done really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
I read mostly biographies and then Hunger Games. But, other than that, you know, that's pretty much the whole gist of it. And so, but I like to read people who have done big things and have big dreams that motivates me. You know, I read the Steve Martin book again. I mean, it's so good. The Howard Stern book is so good. Mm. You know,
Steve Martin has a good book.
Uh-huh.
That guy from, what was he in?
Three Amigos.
Father of the Bride.
Naked Gun.
Steve Martin.
No.
Before We Were Born.
No, that's
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, never mind.
Steve Martin, Before We Were Born, was the biggest stand-up comic in the world. And he just quit. He didn't even tell anybody he was quitting. He just stopped. It would be like Chris Rock just going, I'm done, but never telling anybody he was stopping. He was the biggest. He just stopped doing it.
Wow.
So I think it's called the Laughing Standing Up or something like that.
Born Standing Up.
Did you look it up?
Yep.
So just remember, your life is what you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with good people, you're going to make good decisions. You surround yourself with negative people, you're going to make negative decisions. Positive people, positive decisions. Healthy people, healthy decisions.
Funny people, you'll be funny?
It depends. No, you can be funnier, sure. I have people that I work with that I think are hilarious that, like, motivate me to, like, I'll never be, like, as talented. I have two friends that are super talented. Kennedy on Fox and Charlamagne on The Breakfast Club. And they're, like, my two close friends. And I'll never be as talented as they are. And us three hang out. And I'm just like, man, why do they let me in their group? Like, I don't even understand, because they're just so far up on this level of smart and funny. And so, you know, I like that, though. Like, I like that challenge of just being in a conversation. Anyway, there you go. Tangent over. Who you surround yourself with is who you will be. Hey, I was talking about my dog, and his breath has just been awful. And I sleep with my dog. And so, hey, Morgan, what is it that we put my dog's water? Now, do you know what's it called?
I think it's Arm & Hammer, but it's just this water additive.
Yeah.
That's supposed to make his breath better.
So it works.
So you just squirt it in the water?
It's just Arm & Hammer?
Yeah.
It's straight up like the stuff you put in your fridge?
Well, I mean, it's for dogs.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's a special thing.
Unless it's been pouring it in the bowl. So it's Arm & Hammer for dogs, and you squirt it into the water.
Exactly.
And their breath smells fine.
Exactly. Cool. But only a little bit at a time, not a lot.
Okay, to make it sure. Hey, because listeners are like, hey, if you find something that works, let me know. Because I'm a big dog guy. A bunch of listeners we have are big dog people. So his breath actually pretty refreshing now.
Nice.
I'm always like, breathe it up here, Bo. Sleep up here by me. There's a new study that says that dogs sleep with the same patterns as their owners, which is for sure for me. My dog will sleep as long as I sleep, every time.
Yeah?
Every time. If it's a weekend, and if I'm sleeping in, mm-hmm. he'll sleep all the time. I get up at 3, he gets up at 3 and chills. And we'll watch How I Met Your Mother at 3.
He liked that show?
Yeah, it's his favorite. He thinks Barney's funny. And then we'll go over and flip it over to the news. Nice. 4. But yeah, he gets up, and then he goes and chills in his room whenever I come to work. But Arm & Hammer dog, like, additive if your dog's breath is really bad. There's your little tip of the morning here.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, is sharing a Netflix account the new relationship barometer? Oh, I mean, if you're married, you guys are all married.
So but, I mean, I can take myself back to when I was dating. We didn't really have...
You've been dating 10 years.
Netflix
you had a pager back when you were dating.
No, I mean, I could see how that would be like, that's
According to a new survey, 51% of people say sharing their Netflix password is a sign of their relationship status. By the way, someone, I don't know who's got my password, but they're watching Gilmore Girls, and I logged into mine, and it was like, because you've been watching Gilmore Girls, I was like, I have not watched Gilmore Girls.
Well, I have been, and it's good. You should get on that. Yes.
Well, I just haven't.
Hey, I mean, I haven't been watching it on your account.
Morgan, do you have my Netflix account? Is she in there? Do you have my Netflix account password? Do you use it? You do use it? That's why Gilmore Girls has been watched.
There you go. Busted.
Oh, that makes sense. You watch Gilmore Girls on my Netflix password?
Yeah.
Now we have.
Isn't it so good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because it kept saying, and it was showing all these shows that I hadn't watched, like cheesy. And I love cheesy shows, but I was like, I haven't watched this. I guess we're in a relationship, because you share your own password with people you're in a relationship with.
Oh. No.
You should create like a guest account if you're going to use mine, because I have two.
Okay, well, I hadn't figured that part out yet.
I have a whole list. If you've enjoyed this, you're going to love. And it's like all Dawson's Creek, Joey Returns. It's like one after the other. Okay. Well, I figured it out. Mystery solved. Now give me a heads up. Using my Netflix or what?
Oh, you know what? I tried to use the kids account so you wouldn't know, but it literally only shows kids shows, so.
So on my account, you can click kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
All right. I posted on Instagram and everybody called me a liar.
Yeah, I thought you'd been watching Gilmore Girls.
No, I would tell you. I have no problem with that.
I mean, really, honestly, I just started. I like it.
Okay.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Time for good news, and we're all bringing something here.
Tell me something good.
There's a pit bull named Mr. Moo. Mr. Moo had a cleft palate and a soft tissue issue, and they go to the vet. and the veterinarian couldn't fix it with surgery, so they got human surgeons in. They combined their forces, and they fixed the dog up.
That's awesome.
They had never done it on a dog before.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't fix it. So the human surgeon was like, okay, here's what we do with humans. And they got together, and now they're able to fix these animals because of Mr. Moo, the pit bull.
Love it.
The surgeon was able to reach out, and he just didn't go, can't fix it.
Right. And sometimes it's hard to admit, like, I don't know how to do this. That's I have to call correct. On other doctors.
So he did, a human doctor.
Mm. Yep. Tell me something good.
Amy?
Mine's also about a dog. This dog fell from a 14-story balcony.
Wow.
But luckily, the neighbor saw it happening, was able to run over, catch his fall.
Caught him?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Right in the neighbor's arms.
Wow.
Yeah.
It had to be like a Yorkie or something, like a bull mastiff, right?
I mean, Morty the dog.
Boom. I bet Morty's a little dog.
Morty's a little dog.
Yeah. Tell me something good.
Lunchbox.
87-year-old Edna Mitchell has announced this will be her last year driving an ambulance.
A what? Excuse me?
She's an EMT. She still responds to calls, and she drives the emergency response vehicle.
Which is called a what?
Ambulance.
An ambulance, yes.
Yes. She has been driving for 37 years. Wow. Her license expires when she turns 88, and she said, you know what? I think it's time to hang it up.
Damn, I can't believe she's still driving that thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, you get in, you're like, oh, hurry, get me. What the? Meemaw's driving you.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'll give you the letter, you tell me the band that has sold the most albums, okay?
Okay.
Write it down or yell it?
You write it down.
That wasn't me.
All right, thank you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nada always hits her mic.
I wasn't me.
Did everybody hear Nada hit her
no,
mic?
No, she didn't. I saw her. She didn't.
I did not.
I don't know who it was, but it wasn't
No,
Nada.
Whatever. I've had to put Nada on suspension twice, on mic
it
suspension.
It was not me.
And then I turn my microphone down and say, Nada, stop hitting your mic. And she yells on the air, it wasn't me. Like, you don't have, like,
it wasn't
you don't
me.
Have to yell on the air.
You don't have to respond. Is that what you're saying?
Who hit their mic? Come forward.
Not me.
It wasn't Eddie, because Eddie's mic is never even on until I see he's ready to talk.
Right.
Amy was watching me. It wasn't
whatever.
Not
it wasn't Nada. I don't know who it was.
So
Ray.
That's it. Odd man out. No. Ray or lunch.
Ray's mic's not on in the glass room at all. Ray's your mic on? No. No. Now it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it is. All right. Let's play this game.
Ready.
I had taped Nada's microphone down yesterday. I was like, your mic's not coming on anymore.
It did not work. I saw you take it off later.
It was annoying to look at. I'm so OCD.
Yeah.
I put a black stripe over it. Like, don't lift her mic up. Like, for some reason, Nada's been sitting there 2.5 years, and she's our web girl, but she can't not hit her microphone every day. There's always a segment where you hear this.
Well, I mean, like, I've hit my mic
rarely,
before.
Not rarely.
Well, it happens.
I haven't had to put you on mic suspension.
Yeah, it's only recently.
Okay.
You're such a rebel.
No, that's not a rebel. No, I didn't show up for work one day. You're such a rebel. No, that's not a rebel.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. The
okay.
most successful acts for every letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
Ready? Write it down.
Cool question. Is single artist bands?
Oh, my
Eddie.
Goodness.
Eddie.
It doesn't
so
last
play
name
the
or
game.
First
like
name.
I said, music act. Good question on the last name.
That's my
if
question.
If it's a human... The last name.
Thank you.
If it's an act, if it's two words, it's
got it.
First letter.
Got it.
Oh, last name.
Yeah,
see?
So like, for example, B.
Bieber.
No, the Beatles, but they barely beat out Garth Brooks because he'd beat out everybody else
right.
if it weren't the Beatles.
Got it.
Got
but,
it.
So it's not the T?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready. That's why you can't play anything with you guys.
Yeah.
No, not me. It's these two. They're difficult.
First
I just want to play the game.
I was joking.
No, I don't think
yeah.
you were. All right, here we go.
I want to win.
A. The artist that starts with A that has sold the most records.
I'm in.
They have sold 72 million records.
Now that you say that, I got it.
Wow.
And I gave you a hint there.
You did?
By the number?
No.
I'm in for the win.
By saying they.
Oh.
I'm in.
All right, Amy?
ABBA.
No, that's a good guess, though. ABBA sold a lot. Lunch?
Well, I had Abbott and Costello.
What?
Abbott and Costello, the actors.
The comedy
from
duo?
Black and white movies. Okay. Well,
they're not a band?
They are not.
Oh, but since you said them, I put Avent Brothers.
Okay,
no.
Eddie?
Alabama.
AC/DC.
Oh!
All right, B is the Beatles.
Come together right now. Over me.
C. Now, the letter C. I'm looking for the musical act that has sold the most with C. Now, remember, if it's a band, it starts with a if it's a last name, it's what it has.
Oh, boy.
I'm in.
Right, so you're looking for C here. Amy's in?
I'm in.
Man, I'm debating between two.
Me too.
I'm in for the win.
C. Amy.
Coldplay.
Lunchbox.
I had Cougar Mellon Camp, but I went with Creed.
Cougar Mellon Camp. Okay, then Creed. Okay. Eddie?
Coldplay.
No. With 64 million albums. Mariah Carey.
Oh!
No.
Was Creed second?
No.
Johnny Cash?
No. D.
Okay.
The musical act with D. Mm. If anybody gets anyone right for now, and you win.
Okay.
Well, it's not going to be...
I'm going to have to move.
Ah, got it.
Oh, D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Lunchbox?
I'm in for the win.
Okay, let's go to Amy first.
John Denver.
Lunchbox?
DMX!
Eddie?
Doing, Destiny's doing. Child.
Good one!
Selena.
Oh,
what?
God.
There's too many people in my
okay,
brain.
Okay, okay. Let me just try to...
Yeah, that was tough.
I got
second.
One.
Go.
Let me throw you guys... A softball, as they say.
Okay.
Lob it up.
That softball looks big.
P.
Oh, I mean, just lob it up.
Yeah.
I've always been good at softball.
No, but this one you probably have.
Mm-hmm.
Meg, you think you have it, but he's tricking you.
Nope, he's not.
P.
Because I had it pre-written because I was waiting for P to come up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one in your pocket. Uh-huh. We call it one in your pocket.
It's called an ace in the hole.
Oh, there's a little secret nobody knows?
Right.
Oh, man.
Man, you really think that's it? I think he's tricking us.
No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you got to have an ace in the hole.
I'm in for the win. I think you're messing with us, but.
All right, Amy.
Fish.
Fish is with an F.
No, it's not.
Softball. It's with a PH.
Fish. Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Presley, Elvis.
Oh, duh.
Eddie.
Softball, home run, Elvis Presley.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Yeah.
You two are left.
Hey, what up, Eddie? No.
What up, Lodge?
Elvis here is just a single name artist, E.
He's not single
name. He is not single name
Elvis
artist.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Okay, how about this? R.
So I'm not playing?
Okay.
That when I when you're eliminated, you are out of the game. You've been you're getting nodded. Your mic is being turned down.
I'll play by myself.
Sorry.
Oh, got it.
You're nodded. Your mic is down.
For the win.
R. Nada, would you like to say anything?
R.
Good point, Nada. Good point.
That's how she speaks through microphone hits.
All right, okay. I'm in for the win.
Nada, if you're okay, give us three taps. Okay.
Am I still down?
Amy, you're nodded right now.
No,
you're nodded.
Send the Morse code, Amy.
We can't hear you.
Wait, can you not hear me either?
I can't hear you, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Can we talk then, me and Amy?
No, you can't because you're down. Okay.
Put your mic all you want now. God, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Eddie.
Rolling Stones.
Lunchbox.
REO Speedwagon.
One of you guys are right.
Yeah.
REO Speedwagon is not right. Eddie, congratulations, buddy.
Was REO Speedwagon close?
No. Yeah, Eddie. You're still on.
All right.
Dang.
Can I be back up now?
Mic check. Amy?
Hello?
Sorry, still off. No. I appreciate you guys being here today. By the way, Eddie, you got to stop with the text after 8 o'clock.
Oh, man, I didn't mean to. I just had to, like, my other phone was dying. It was going to be done, so I had to tell everyone my new number, and that was like 9 o'clock, right?
9:30.
Yeah, sorry, guys, but
I know,
had
Amy
to.
And I got here this morning. It woke me up, and then I was up for another hour and a half or 2 hours, and I don't sleep well anyway.
Yeah.
My thought was if you guys needed me in the morning, like, you wouldn't have been able to get a hold of me.
Don't need you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not that early.
Yeah. Well, you never know. What if you needed a ride?
Uber. I live like a block from here.
Good point.
Our point is, the cutoff time is 8 o'clock.
I know.
And
we got hit with double time because my phone went off, and then I was like, and then my husband's phone wouldn't quit going off.
You texted her husband, too?
Yeah, he made the cut.
Nice.
Oh, you texted everybody.
I had to text everyone, but individually. It wasn't like a mass text because I didn't want everyone to get my new number.
All of a sudden,
I know.
I think something's wrong if someone's texting me late because nobody... it's like someone calling me during the show.
Right.
It's like something's wrong. So I'm like, uh-oh. Eddie's trapped in a well. And so I go and I look and it's like, why'd you change your number?
Because I changed plans and I had to go to my wife's service thing and it was a big mess. And they said the only way I can do it is if I get a new number. So I had to do that. It was no good.
Amy changed numbers too. I still call her old phone. And then I'm like, Amy, don't call me back. And she's like,
wait, what? I didn't get Amy's new number.
Oh, dang. That's not on purpose.
Oh, is this like a secret?
No.
Like only like a few of us have the secret Amy number?
No.
Amy, you rolling with two phones now?
Dang.
Hey, no. Call her ready. See I am. What she's doing.
You are. I know that. Now. But you're a businessman making those business deals.
I just don't want like record labels having my number. Sure. They're always like, hey, will you leak Chase Rice? And I'm like, no, I won't. So you can ask me on this line.
Hey, I got your number from your insurance salesman.
Oh, that one came on my other one, though.
Oh, I know. But it's so funny to me that someone that does business with you on like that kind of level handed out your number to someone that wanted to.
Maybe they didn't hand it out. Maybe they just got into a computer.
Oh,
and it's an annoying thing. And you know what's all obnoxious to say? But I like to have my... Like I sent Nada a picture yesterday. To me, everything happens on the air. Everything, it's all out there. But when I get off the air, I'm very private.
Oh, that was creepy.
And so someone's outside my place taking pictures, putting out Twitter yesterday. And I was like, hey, Nada, check it out. Someone's outside my place taking pictures, tweeting me.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I kind of take the security stuff pretty serious.
Yeah,
just because I've had some instances where I almost died like 54 times. So, Yeah. Eddie, don't text so late.
Sorry I texted you so late. Back to the point. My bad.
Let's not text so late.
But now you got my new number, dude.
I didn't save it.
Oh, great.
Because I was asleep.
We'll save it.
I don't know about that. I don't even think you're in my phone as Eddie.
Do you have like cool guy?
Yeah.
You have like,
I'm like
my favorite person in
awesome
the world.
Awesome bandmate. Like guitar slasher. Raging Idiots guitar hero. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging out with us here this morning. Oh man, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's the number. We're not changing it. I'll send out a mass text to all of our listeners tonight. We changed our number. Nope. Still same number. 877-77-BOBBY. So, Amy's husband is with her this weekend. She's getting blood drawn. He has to leave because he's about to pass out. Now, let's make, no question that Amy's husband is way manlier than all four of us dudes on this show combined. But he can't take blood. So we're like, okay, what's the manliest thing that you do? What's the wimpiest thing that you do? I was saying girliest, but I know a lot of girls that are way tougher than I am, so I don't know that that's really a fair judgment to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say wimpiest.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Because I could probably get beat up by about half the girls that listen to this show. So just because of that, I would like to change it to manliest and wimpiest thing that your men do. Okay. I mean, it could be girliest if it's like something that mostly females do, which mine is. So my manliest would be, like, I'm really into sports. I'm pretty much a sports encyclopedia. So I'm really into sports, but I get spray tans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I got to go to, I don't say that's a wimpy thing. That's probably a girly thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think most dudes get spray tans. To be fair, I do it a lot for on-camera stuff, but also sometimes I just do it for me.
Yeah, you just feel better.
I just like to have a me moment,
I mean, you go from like a spray tan sometimes if you're feeling like a two.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
After a spray tan, you'd be like, I'm an eight.
Dang, I went up 6 points. Yeah. Yep. All right, manliest, wimpiest, Lunchbox.
Well, manliest is definitely watching my USC videos, like the training videos and practicing some of the moves.
Yeah.
That is definitely the manliest thing I do. And I would say the girliest is watching Teen Mom.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you give me a lot of flack for that, but I don't think a lot of guys watch it.
That's true. You are on the air, Neil in Georgia. Let me get the manliest and wimpiest.
Oh, man, the manly thing probably be cutting firewood all day.
Yeah, I hear you. All day, every day. Yeah, no, give me that, like, wimpiest thing you do.
Probably go get a pedicure afterwards.
That's funny, dude.
Yes,
that's a good one. Thank you for admitting
yes,
that. Yes.
I
take guts right there.
Do that.
Yes.
My husband will not get a pedicure for the life of me.
I'm just not really into it. I used to get my nails done and my toenails done by my mom. Because she would do...
She was practicing on you, though.
Yeah, she was... Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was... Oh.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, yes. But when,
but that was
when
cute
you're,
of you.
When you're 11 through 14, and you have to have your fingernails painted, and you can't get them all the way off, oh, it's not good. I may have even been younger than that, too. But I was manicure, pedicure, guinea pig. Oh. Maybe that's my problem now.
Yeah, that's
I was raised by all women, just about.
You don't have a problem.
Mom, grandma.
Yeah, what do you mean your problem?
I don't know. Just people don't associate me as being like a man.
Yeah, but you're a sports aficionado.
Yeah, hello. You're on the air. Franklin, how are you?
Good. How about y'all?
Hey, good. What's your name?
My name's Josh.
Hey, Josh. Manliest thing that you do?
I work construction out of Murfreesboro.
Yeah. What about least manly?
My wife actually waxes my eyebrows.
Attaboy. Yep. There you go. Nice. Hey, safe room. This is a safe place right now. You're safe saying whatever you want.
Oh, goodness.
What, Lunchbox?
Eddie?
Oh, I fix things like myself, like the car, stuff around the house.
Yeah.
I got tools and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need anyone to come and fix it.
Least manly.
I cross my legs when I sit like a girl. I do. Like, not like the T.
Hey, safe place.
Yeah, it's a safe place. Like, yeah.
It's a safe place. Yeah.
My thighs touch each other.
Safe place.
Stuff,
there you go.
I apologize for laughing.
It's a safe place. No. It's a safe place. Hey, Troy and Mobile. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
I'm good. All right. Manliest thing you do?
Full contact, heavy armor, medieval combat.
Holy cow. Dang.
That's pretty manly.
Dang.
Pretty
dorky. Oh, wow. All right. Least manly.
Princess tea parties.
I'm not going to hate on you for that. You have like a little girl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you better, because if you didn't, then I would hate on you. But since you have a little girl, that's just you being a good dad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give him a clap. That's just being a good dad right there.
That's great.
Hey, thank you for the call. Hey, let's go to Ray, our audio producer on the glass room. Ray, manliest thing you do?
Yeah, manliest working out, going to the gym, throwing around the weight.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
Least manly?
I blow dry my hair. Yeah, I'll blow it out and put product in it.
Yeah.
For hours, too, I've seen
it. Oh, for a long time. Yeah.
It takes a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the calls. Hey, it's a safe place here. You can always be part of the safe room.
Show.
All right, so Eddie has a son, Eddie Jr., 8 years old, and you asked him what question?
It was a homework assignment that his teacher sent back, and it was, what were the 5 things that you'd like to do before you turn 100? Assuming he's going to
live to be 100.
Live to be 100.
Right, okay. So I'm going to play you him, these two talking about it, and I'll just ask you, give me one or two, okay? You can answer the same question. Here's Eddie Jr., 8 years old, with his dad here.
Before I'm 100 years old, I want to go to Disney World.
And what are we going to do there?
All of the stuff except the girl stuff.
Okay, what's number two?
And make a movie in theaters.
So you want to be like a movie maker, a filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
And you want
and I already know what movies I'm going to make.
All right, what's the third one?
Go to the Arctic.
The Arctic, like the North Pole?
No, like the Arctic world, polar bears live in like Antarctica, and penguins, and seals, and all of the animals.
Okay, and what's the fourth one?
Go to Australia.
Why would you want to go to Australia?
Because it's cool there, and all the animals are there.
What's the fifth one?
Go scuba diving.
You want to go scuba diving?
Yeah, to see all the sea creatures.
How confident are you that you're going to be able to do all this stuff by the time you're 100 years old?
Before I'm 100. It's starting like when I'm the age of 50.
It's maybe. Not starting like today?
No!
Cool, so then we're not going to go to Disney World yet. I'll pick you when you're 80.
Dang, dude.
Got him.
Got him. You tricked him. Lured him into that one, didn't you?
Technicalities. Boom.
Hold that against him. All right, before you're 100, Amy, you want to blank.
Get my kids.
Yeah, adopt your kids.
I mean, really, it's the first thing that came to my mind. Yeah, because we're adopting 2 kids, and it's been 3 years, so yeah.
They're getting up there, too, huh? One's 27.
Yeah, it feels like it, I know.
Yeah, one is, what, was she 9?
Five and 8. She'll be 9 in April.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And 5. He's 5?
Mm-hmm.
Did he just turn 5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no. He'll be 6 in August, so...
Is he small for his age?
He's pretty small.
Yeah.
Once we get him here and they're eating more nutrients, like, they'll grow.
Is that your problem, Ray?
No.
No?
I was a twin.
So what does that mean? He gets half your body?
I just didn't get all the nutrients in my mom's stomach.
That's sad.
Because your twin is really tall, right?
His brother's really tall.
It's like the movie.
And Ray's 5'6". It's like the old 80s movie.
Yeah, twins.
Danny twins. That had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, what an old reference.
Good times.
What an old reference.
Dang.
That is. Before you eat 100, Lunchbox, what do you want to do?
I want to go hang gliding.
Oof.
That
might
awesome.
Be your last thing that you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Looks so cool.
I mean, I guess for me, it would just be like something that, like, get married or find, I don't know, easy.
Before you're
100. Because, like, the stuff that I want to do, I just go, like I just work until I get it done.
Yeah.
Like, wrote a book, have a great radio show, like one that I love to go to every day. I have records.
Okay, but yeah.
That's the stuff that I can, like, actually have control of. But,
and it's more career goals. Like, personally, what do you want to do before
just have
100?
Somebody.
Okay. Everybody needs somebody sometimes. Everybody needs somebody.
This is where Bobby's inserting humor.
Oh, I got one more.
People in my eyes just told me.
Ray, what about you?
Fly a helicopter.
You want to literally fly one? Or be in one?
You're crazy. One.
You want to be the
You're
pilot?
Fly one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that involves classes and stuff, but I think that always that'd be.
So
awesome.
You want to be a pilot?
No, just a.
Well, you can't just one out. You can't just go on a one off.
I fly other people. I just want to train enough so I can fly a helicopter.
One time and it'd be done.
Sure.
Okay. And that.
Yeah, I just want to do it.
I don't think it works like that though. Like you just can't go fly a plane one time and be like,
please
all right.
Be in an open field where nobody else is.
I bet you can
is.
Do it in 2 years of classes. Probably.
Yeah, then you'd be a helicopter pilot.
All right.
Cool.
There you go.
Can you train just enough to go fly it one time, do you think? Is there like a minimum training?
I mean, if you want to, you can.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Okay, so we have this dog shot collar. I would never in a million years use this on a dog. Never on my dog.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bump, 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 bump. And so Eddie's never been on the shocker.
I don't like this.
I know, Eddie.
I don't vote for
this. Amy, even you've been on the shocker.
I know, that's
have
why
you?
I don't
if,
vote
yes,
for it. I
of
think
course
it's
she
all
is.
Kinds of wrong.
But here's the thing, Eddie. Every single person that has been on the shocker. You're the only one of our group who's never been on the shocker.
He's already shaking.
It sucks. I've done it many a time.
I don't like this.
So, strap it on his neck.
Woo! Strap it on the neck!
And it's actually a trivia game.
Oh, hey, you'll be fine.
Yes. Ray does this all the time.
He's a new dad.
He's not pregnant.
What if I have an aneurysm or something?
You're not. So what this is, it's a big black dog shot collar. It's for dogs over 120 pounds. And I have a remote control, and when I push it, it shocks.
Oh, no.
And
no,
so...
No.
See?
No.
See?
Don't.
Stop it.
Wait,
stop it.
Did you feel that?
Yes, of course I felt it. Stop it. Dude, that is not cool.
So sometimes you don't know if it really works until you surprise them with the shock.
Don't. Let me play the game if I'm going to do it. Let's just get it over with. Hurry up. Don't do that. Every time you hold that remote up... Don't. Stop it.
I'm not shocking you yet.
Don't do it.
Eddie.
Make sure it's tight on his neck lunchbox because
it's
not shocking right now.
It's tight.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on.
No, it's tight.
Yeah, it has to be tighten it. It's not tight.
Oh, it looks fine to me.
Eddie was trying to get us.
Oh, he's trying to get us.
No, I wasn't. I'll tell you when I get shocked. Dude, don't push that button.
I'm not going to push. Is it tight?
Yeah. Dude, it's tight. No! Stop it.
I'm not.
Ow!
Okay, it works.
Oh, dude, that feels like someone tugged on my shoulder.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, that's too tight, Lunch.
No, I have to because you don't feel it.
We caught you cheating.
You don't feel it.
Eddie, our producer, has the dog shot collar on. Are you ready? Eddie, the game goes like this.
I will give you
a country, you give me the capital.
Oh.
Oh!
Country capital?
Yes.
Yay.
Countries have capitals?
Yeah. Country.
For example, United States.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Correct. Now, that one doesn't count.
Shock.
You have 7. Are you ready?
Oh, I don't know this.
Does he have any lifelines?
No, none. Yeah, Amy, but if you go to her, it's double.
Stop it. You're choking me.
Oh, great.
Eddie has a dog shot collar around his neck. This is initiation.
I'm trying to...
Japan.
Tokyo.
Correct.
Oh!
Don't point that at me.
Austria.
Zurich.
Vienna.
It's gonna hurt.
His neck is...
You have to relax. You won't get the questions right. You have to relax. Vienna.
Ow!
And the...
Ow! Stop it! That's two. Stop
No, I just want to make sure it worked.
Of course it worked!
You get two per.
That wasn't even a real shock. Here comes the real shock in three.
Those were the
two,
shocks!
One.
Stop it! Stop!
Okay. There you go, one.
Dude, you have evil in your eyes right now.
There's one.
This is
kind of
funny.
Ireland.
Oh, Dublin.
Correct.
That was easy.
Denmark.
Oslo.
Copenhagen. Are you ready for the shock?
I'm waiting.
It's your third miss, so you'll be getting three.
You sure it's not Oslo?
I'm positive. Here comes a shock in 3, 2.
Ow, 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 stop! Dude, you don't have to do it 3 times.
I just said you missed 3. That's it. You get 3 shocks. You get 1 more question.
Wait, so everyone I miss, that's how many shots I get?
Last one.
Oh.
Czech Republic.
Zurich.
No.
Oh, man.
Prague.
Go ahead.
You get 4 shocks. You have the dog shot collar.
Dude, you like this way too much.
Are you ready?
I don't like the look in your eyes.
Are you ready?
Can we rotate the collar?
We've all had it on before.
Can we rotate the collar so it doesn't shock the same
this
place
is the last
10
question.
Times?
Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
That's 5!
I don't hear you reacting, so I don't know.
That was 5!
He was
ow! Stop it!
Hey, does he need a bonus question?
Bonus question!
Dude, get on the other side of my neck. It's hurt. That one spot hurts.
Flip at the collar. This is worth 10 shocks, though.
Oh, that one's right on the jugular.
This is the last one, but it's worth 10 shocks.
No, 10 shocks.
10 shocks. Portugal. What's the world capital of Portugal? The national capital?
10 shocks.
Say Oslo, please. I'm going to shock the crap out of you.
Portugal?
Uh-huh.
Oslo is Norway.
Shh.
Portugal.
Portugal.
Ask Amy. You got your lifeline.
They have a lifeline, but it goes to 20 shocks if she misses it. No, she's looking on the internet.
Portugal. No, I'm not. I'm
go
going
ahead.
Like this. Don't.
Portugal.
Portugal.
5 seconds. The remote is up
this
in the
is
air.
Wrong. This is wrong.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know it. I don't know it.
Take a guess.
I don't know it. Istanbul.
Nope. It is.
Turkey. I know.
Yeah. It's,
what is it? What is it? Oh, I know it. No.
Lisbon.
Lisbon. I knew that.
10 shocks. 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nah,
7,
stop it!
8, 9,
stop!
10.
Stop! Stop! I know! 10 shocks?
We've never done that before to anybody.
This is horrible.
And that, dude, now you're part of the team.
It's time to use the shocker.
Give it up for Eddie, part of the team, everybody.
It's time to use the shocker.
Join a fraternity.
You did, now you're in.
Show.
Now, let's do the shocker again. Undo your belt.
Okay, you Thurman.
Ray has had this shocker on 100 times.
Punks.
Are you good?
I'm fine, dude. The look on your eyes, though, like, creeps me out. You love this.
I'm telling you, when you have it on, you can't think straight because you would know the answer to the question, but you know the shock is coming, so you can't think straight.
Lisbon, of course.
Of course. That's it. That's the shocker game. Goodbye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Maxine, you're on the show.
Hi, Bobby and friends.
What up?
How are you doing this morning?
We are great. How about you?
Fantastic. I just want to let you guys know that your guys' show puts me in a good mood, so this is what I surround myself with in the morning.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Listen, we try. And, you know, sometimes we're human and we come in and we're not in such good moods, but we try our best to bring the positivity. So thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. However, there's one time you irked me.
Probably more than that. If it's just once, I'll take it. When did I irk you, though?
Not the last time Granger Smith was on, but the time before that when they were talking about he got bad feedback from having a son on the lawnmower and he kind of took it a little lightly. It's actually very serious.
Oh, come on. He was holding his baby while he was mowing the yard.
Well, babies can get spooked. Young children can get spooked and they could easily fall off.
Let me say this to you, Maxine, my friend, that if that's the most irked you ever got at me, we're doing pretty good because I see some pretty stupid stuff sometimes.
Yes.
Yep. All right, good. All right, I'll take it. Hey, thank you for calling. I know it's kind of weird to call a radio station, so thank you for calling us this morning.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye.
Have a nice day. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's weird how people remember.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like I know listeners want to ask like follow-up questions because maybe they heard a segment and they didn't hear how something ended. If you guys ever want to do that, you can call us. I mean, we could do a whole thing now. 877-77-BOBBY. If you want to call, there's something you heard but you didn't hear the end of it. Or some question you want to ask, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Here's a boy who won't eat his meal because his mom made it too cute for him. His mom made it into a smiley face, and he's like, oh, I don't want to eat it.
I'm going to help you get your first bite.
No, it's too cute for me to eat.
Then what are you going to eat for dinner?
I don't know, because it's just too cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Eddie, do you still have cute moments with your boys, or are you over it?
Well, I mean,
really.
Not like that. I mean, no, not really. No, I'm trying to grow them up right. I'm more, my priority is to, like, just get them ready for life.
I think my wife's thing, like, she's real important about cuteness. She, like, takes that serious, and she tries to do, like, she does stuff like that, like little smiley faces on food. Not me, man. I just get the food ready. Eat it. Don't get up till you're done.
So you're trying to toughen them up?
A little bit.
You're not really an enforcer, though.
I'm not, and it's hard for me, but I really, it's important to me. I want them to be tough. This world is just, it's a hard world out there, and I want them to be ready for it.
Wait, but
there are these relationships. So for you and your wife, are you of the two, the type A, of the two?
Yes.
Because it's weird, because you and I definitely have a relationship, because not only this show, but we're on the road all the time.
Yes.
I'm the type A in this relationship.
I'm the B.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a weird contrast to think that you would be like the guy. That's
I have to, dude. I gotta be the man of the house. I've gotta just be the leader and steer us in the right direction. Somebody's gotta do it. If not, because my wife and I both were really chill, and like I feel that
really
there
laid back,
totally laid back. And if there wasn't a leader, we would just kind of just do nothing.
Is she late like you?
Yeah, we're all late. Yes.
What do you mean we're all?
Like Junior?
What do you mean you people?
No, I mean my family. Like Junior, we'll get home from the grocery store or whatever, and I'll unpack all the groceries, put them in cabinets before Junior even gets through the front door. Because he's just chilling in the back seat, reading his book, and then he slowly gets out of the car and then comes back in.
You pass that to him, dude. It's hereditary. That's how I feel with you. Like, I'll go and get everything unpacked. Where's Eddie?
I know. It's hard for
chilling
me.
Chilling in the back of the bus.
Reading his book.
Reading his book.
It's more stressful to be a blank than a neurosurgeon. Now, researchers have discovered it's more stressful to be this than it is to be a brain surgeon. Go ahead.
You've been a roofer, a golf course maintenance man. Golf course maintenance man. Mm-hmm. A waiter.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you done?
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. This is Bobby working the cash register. So I'm going to go waiter.
You would say waiter.
Out of all those choices, yeah.
That's correct. It's more stressful to be a waiter than a neurosurgeon. I thought about this a bit because I waited tables, and I started washing dishes, then to busser, then to waiter in that order. And I get it. You know why? Because a brain surgeon, they know what they're doing. They've got their job. It's all about they're already taken care of. They're going to go into the best of their ability. They're going to get paid anyway. They're going to do the best that they can do. They know what they're doing. They got it. When I was waiting tables, I was worried about eating. And you're depending on other people. As a brain surgeon, you have all the control. You're opening the head, you're going in, you're doing the cutting, you're controlling what's happening. As a waiter, you can do the greatest job ever and get a terrible tip.
Oh. So that's stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful because you go into work going, all right, what am I going to make? And you got to, at the end of the night, you got to tip out. What am I going to tip out to keep my, busser happy the next time? It's a stressful job.
Sometimes you get blamed for stuff that wasn't your fault.
All the time, waiters do.
I didn't think about that. And honestly, if I'm going in for brain surgery, I don't want my surgeon to be stressed, Like, let's be confident.
And they shouldn't be. They're
laid back.
They've spent a lot of time learning about what they're doing. Like many, many, many years studying for what they're doing. When I was waiting tables, I was like, go. All right.
Okay.
I dropped a whole tray on people. Like, I had a whole tray once. Dropped it right on a person. Spilled water, food. I got one of the biggest tips from them, too.
Yeah,
because
nice.
They felt sorry for me. They were like, and they were covered in food and drink.
So then you start dropping stuff on people all the time.
That was my thing.
Oops. Tip me. Do you feel bad for me? Do you feel bad
for
me?
Not bad.
I get really sad. I drop the tray and I just go, oh. And then I turn around and smile as I walk away and just roll in the cash.
Yeah.
Dang.
Just hook some people up with a system right
all over
there.
America, trays are getting dropped on people all day today. Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have a glass room, and in the glass room, it's our kind of producer staff and Ray, who sits by a microphone but produces a lot of the audio stuff. Hey, Ray.
Yo.
Ray wants to chew tobacco during the show, so he's asked permission. Did he chew?
No. Why?
I don't know.
Is he started?
What's wrong with you?
Well, the sports show chews when they do their show.
Okay, we're not the sports show, first of all.
And it's not even as dirty as it used to be. Now it's in little bags, a pouch.
What?
All I would have is a chew can.
No. And a spit cup, and you'd be spitting everywhere, and then we're gonna smell it.
It's not like I'm hosting the show. I can sit back here, focus, and chew.
So you want to chew tobacco during the show?
I've done it a couple times at the bars, and I kind of like chewing.
No!
All right, let's take a vote.
Okay.
I'm all about voting. Should Ray, our producer, be able to chew tobacco during the show? Lunchbox.
Yes, it doesn't affect me one bit. If he wants to chew, let him chew. Nana drinks coffee. Amy drinks coffee. That's cool. I don't like the way, you know, coffee tastes.
Yeah, but we're not spitting out our coffee.
But Amy could spill her coffee.
I think is it not, like, against company policy to have tobacco to do in the building?
Have you seen the people outside?
In the building?
Oh, I was going to say, they smoke break every 6 seconds.
No, I'm talking about in the building. I don't know what the policy is.
Nothing wrong with a little smoke break.
Hey, sometimes you just need a stiff drink, right?
Yeah, even if you don't drink.
Okay, one vote yes for Ray Chew's tobacco in the studio. Amy?
No. It's gross.
Nada?
No!
Eddie?
Ew!
Let him live his life.
That's right.
Let him live his life, yes. I mean, here's people can smoke outside, sure.
But he's dipping inside.
But here's why the answer is no.
Ugh.
Because you'll spill it on something.
It's unfair, though. The 40-year-old guys get to do it.
You want to be them?
And all.
It's fun to chew.
No, it's not.
Hey, listen. No key teeth. No key teeth always dipped inside.
Maybe
we finally have an answer as to what happened to no key teeth.
Do you need it for energy, Ray, or what?
No, it's just something I enjoy doing.
Oh, the day I found dip in my husband's flight suit.
Yeah.
Bad day.
It was? Did you yell at him?
I didn't yell. I was sad because I didn't know about it for like 2 years.
Is hiding the dip from you?
Yeah, hiding the old can. I mean, doesn't anymore.
I mean, if Amy's husband can do it, come on.
He doesn't
but
anymore.
Ray, if you want to do it out of the studio, if you want to walk outside after the show or during a break and have a chew, here we go. This is it. You go have you a chew. Because all it's going to take, for Amy, is one spill and she's done with the coffee.
I get the spill thing.
Like that, it's just... You are sitting on a lot of equipment back there, too.
I know.
But he can put
And it's also spitting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like...
Yes.
He can put
and
it in
it's
a
bad,
cup with
it's a
lid.
Bad look for the show if people
what?
Guests
it's
come
a
in.
We're a country show.
Yeah, people dip all the time. Chicks
but you're
dip.
Not smoking.
A lot of people are dipping right now, even girls.
Yeah, but not in the show. It's a professional environment.
I mean, just shout out.
It's a professional environment.
No, I agree.
Ray, I'm going to... Listen, I'm going to have to go no, because it's just a no.
But be watching, because I've seen artists in here with a dip in.
They don't work here.
All right.
Hey, when they do, come in and tell them they need to keep it professional.
Well, they're not part of the professional part of the show. You want to go outside and chew during a break? You go get your chew on.
Yeah. I mean, what if an artist asks Ray to chew with them?
Then go outside and chew.
Oh, man.
Ray will sell the chew on eBay.
Hey, Tyler Farce, fit in my hand. I got Tyler Farce chew on eBay. I'm sorry, Ray. I hate to say no to that, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
I'm sorry, husband. I didn't mean to put you on Front Street. I know you were only doing it to stay awake while you're on long flights.
Mm. Ray, you doing it for energy?
Yeah, stay awake.
Stay awake. Yeah. All right.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Nada went to Graceland. I've never been to Graceland. I love Elvis. I've never been to Graceland. And so Nada went... And she knows nothing about Elvis. Ugh. But you learned a lot, right?
Little things here and there.
What did you know before?
He likes peanut butter sandwiches.
No,
and
peanut
banana.
Butter banana.
Banana.
Yeah, knew that.
obviously.
I mean, I guess I just didn't realize how young he was when he made it big.
Yeah.
He was 21 years old.
He was.
When he recorded Heartbreak Hotel
in Nashville. What state's he from?
Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's from Tupelo. Good. Yep. So you learned.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. It was so cool.
Do you recommend that everybody try to go if they can?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. You walk through his house. They have it all, like, there, just how he had it. Did you guys know he was buried at Graceland?
Yeah. Yeah, because they misspelled his name on the, his middle name on the...
Tombstone?
Really?
So that's why people thought that he was still alive.
Is that right?
Oh. Is that a true story?
Interesting. Yeah.
Mind blown?
Like Aaron, I think is his middle name.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
And I think they misspelled Aaron. And if it's not still, it was for a while. And they were like,
whoa.
That's why he's still alive.
Maybe. I mean, they don't let you go upstairs, so maybe he's just hanging
he's
out
there.
Upstairs.
Right. They always say that. You can't go upstairs because he's still up there. Now, he'd still be, like 100 or something. But, yeah. Yeah, they said that's why. So, give us a fact about Elvis.
He recorded Heartbreak Hotel here in Nashville.
You already said that.
Yeah, okay. You said that. Give us.
I know this one. Always crowded,
you still can find this was like his first hit, or one of them.
Yeah, did you guys know he sold 50 million records in 4 years?
50 million.
50 wow. million.
Now, in 4 years, 50 million.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. I could die. Like, Elvis is the greatest. Now, he completely was a white guy who stole all the black blues music from the South. And
not his fault, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's where he grew up listening to, so he just did it. And so it caught on. But yeah.
So cool.
It's cool.
Nada, did you see his plane?
Yes, we went into his plane.
737,
hey, take care of business.
The Lisa Marie. Yes.
Take care of business.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Is that big?
It's huge. It was huge. He had a bed and a desk in his room.
Did you buy anything?
I gotta go.
No, my friend bought a Christmas ornament. And then I didn't buy anything. Yeah. I did buy his books, the biography books.
Multiple books?
Yeah, there's one that's like The Rise of Elvis, and then there's one that's The Fall of Elvis. Yeah.
Because listen, he was a really great looking guy.
Yeah.
And then he got out of control with like drugs and alcohol and food. And
that's one thing they didn't mention at all, which I thought they should have like talked about that a little bit. They didn't talk about it at all.
I mean, Fat Elvis was crazy.
Yeah. He got fat.
He got really fat. Okay, what was his manager's name?
Oh, I know this. It's weird. It's like something with a C, right?
Colonel?
Yes, the Colonel. Yeah.
Colonel Parker, right?
He had a gambling problem.
Oh. Was it Parker, Colonel Parker? I'm just going from the dome here.
Colonel.
Like in like Hound Dog, guess what? It wasn't even his song. You ain't nothing but a hound. These had all been recorded prior. I don't wanna try. Really? You ain't. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ella stole everything.
Oh, yeah. Colonel Parker, dude.
Colonel Parker.
Good job.
I love Elvis. Like, I love Elvis. All right, well, good trip, Nada.
Yeah.
Education. Bobby Bones. More you know.
So Amy had mentioned earlier she went on a date night with her husband. You guys hadn't been out in a bit.
Yeah.
So what kind of dinner was it?
Just like a normal dinner. Like, I don't know. I mean, a nicer restaurant, but you know.
Like, what kind of food? Like, I'm just trying to picture.
Like my husband ordered trout.
Okay.
And I got like this cauliflower dish, but there's also burgers on the menu, but it was sort of a nice place. They had appetizers, different things. We had a glass of wine and we're sitting there and a server comes over to us with an appetizer, this like fennel dip.
What? What's that?
Fennel.
What's fennel?
I think it's a type of grain.
Okay.
Okay. So... we're like, oh, we didn't order that. And he's like, oh, no, this is from the couple over there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so we're like, okay. So smile and wave, like, thanks for the appetizer. So my husband's like, well, what do you think this means, you know?
But like, inside your head, you both knew what it meant, right?
I mean, we talked about it. We're like, huh. I mean, well, then, so what do we do? Like, we don't want to be rude. And,
I'll tell you what to do.
You know, I don't know. Is there, we wondered if there was some secret protocol to this sort of thing. Like, and if we responded the wrong way, they may get the wrong message. Because for us, we didn't want to send any message really other than thank you. But then what if our thank you was the secret protocol to like, hey, yeah.
Was there any thought?
Like, hey, yeah, so what?
Hey, yeah, like.
Like we're in?
Like what up?
Thanks for the fennel dip. We're down to fennel. I don't know. So you think
another couple was hitting on you?
We don't know. But we wanted to be nice. So then we didn't know if we should send over another appetizer to them.
No.
So, like, then is it back and forth? Or is it like at this particular restaurant, the fennel dip means this, this means that?
What do they look like?
They were older. They were older.
So no thought of it?
So they've been together a while, and they were just bored.
I don't know. Maybe. So then we tell the server, we're like, well, we don't know what to do.
Did
so
you tell
like,
the server what happened? Like it in your mind, you thought they were...
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't, because then we don't know. Is the server in on it? Is this like a thing?
It's all five of you later at the Marriott.
Oh, my goodness.
So then my husband, like, I guess if they order dessert, like, throw it on our tab. And then the server comes over and is like, well, they didn't end up getting dessert, but they got an after-dinner cocktail. So they put that on our bill.
He didn't go. They got an after dinner cocktail.
We called it a nightcap. But weird. So I Google nightcap when I get home because I'm like, nightcap. I get that that's like that could be an after dinner drink, but nightcap. That's normally the drink you go back to the house to have as a nightcap before you go to bed. Nightcap.
By the tone, you think they were hitting on you.
Yeah. My husband and I definitely were like, I've been really trying. Well, this has never happened before.
Look at you two.
You know?
Two little stallions.
I mean, best looking couple around.
No, I'm not even saying.
You both are very attractive, though. Like, if I myself were an old couple and I was looking to get down, it'd be you and your husband.
You'd fennel dip them?
Yeah, you know?
Honestly, y'all, I really think they were just trying to be nice and they just sent us the fennel dip.
Why would they be nice to you and not everyone else?
I mean, because
were you wearing leather?
I was.
Got it. Boys.
Y'all.
What?
I was wearing a leather jacket. But.
You say it best when you say nothing at all. I think they probably were just sending you something over to be nice.
Yeah, probably.
Pimp and Joy. Amy's like, hey, everybody, just pimp Joy. And then she gets a little Joy pimp tour. She thinks someone's trying to have a
yeah,
so winning party all of a sudden.
No, and, of course I just know they were trying to be nice. Yeah, but the thought did cross our mind. We're like, how do we respond?
Amy was talking, we're talking off the air about, I guess your pastor had given you guys some sort of homework assignment.
Well, no, it was part of the message. I mean, so it wasn't really homework, but it did make you think. And I can't stop thinking about it. But it was kind of a now or never message about, if you knew you only had a week to live, like, what would you do? Where would you go? And who would you spend it with? You know?
If you had how long to live?
You have 1 week to live. So, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of time.
And it's where, who, and...
Mm-hmm. Where would you go? Okay. What would you do? And who would you spend it with?
Okay, well, what was your answer?
Oh, man. I have so many answers. I'd go so many places. But I'd for sure be with my family.
I mean, all of them. You'd gather them all.
We would gather together and like we would just everything. We would do everything
together.
You get
one though. You can't do all. Where would you go?
I'd go to Colorado.
Okay.
I'm hoping my last week is in the winter.
Listen, it's an imaginary game. You can do whatever you want.
Sure. We're in the snow a lot. We're doing lots of snow things. And I'm with my family and that's what we would do.
You're just snow skiing?
We're playing in the snow.
It's a morbid game for church, huh? Or is it kind of like...
No, it's like thinking... He said that we're all kind of living this life, like day to day. We're go, go, go. Like we think we're just going to live forever and we're not stopping to think like, okay, what's important in my life and how do I need to prioritize? Because everybody's day is filled up with work and social media, this and that and that. And then you have all these things that are important to you and you don't really find time to do them.
My only friend's on social media, so he's hating on my friends right there when he says that.
Well, no, I mean, I kind of threw in the social. I mean, I don't know. I was just throwing in that. Like, people get wrapped up with their phones and, like, instead of, like, spending time with their family. Or, I mean, I don't know. Where would you go? What would you do?
Where would I go?
Yeah.
Really? I would just go to my bedroom.
No, I was going to say,
with my
that.
Dog, and I would and just write it out in peace on my laptop with my social media friends.
They kind of interviewed random people like in a park one day and they had video footage of it. And one girl said she would write a letter, which I thought this was cool. She was like, I would sit down and write a letter to everyone that meant something to me and I'd mail it to them. And then,
you know, why write a letter? You can just record it so much faster.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot easier nowadays.
She wanted them to have something, you know, I mean, I guess having audio would be nice, but
video.
Maybe she was being old school. Like something tangible for them to hold and like really an old way of expressing yourself.
That's what I would do though. I would hang out with my dog in my room, my favorite place.
You don't even want to like go to dinner with us or anything?
No.
You didn't want to go with me?
You have a week.
Yeah, you didn't.
No.
That's true.
And he was like, you didn't want to go to Colorado and hang out with my family while we're snow skiing?
FYI, you don't know this yet, but you would get an invitation.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Party, Colorado.
Amy's last week.
And you know what? I have a week to live, so I might as well put a jet on my credit card or something. Like, I'll fly you there.
You have that big of a limit?
I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Well, since I can only go one place, I thought, man, I'd go to Vegas, then I'd jet set back to Austin, but I guess I'd just go to Austin with the family, play a couple soccer games, and then, you know, hit 6th Street, and then...
Will you party your way out? Like, that's your thing?
For a couple nights. I don't think I'd party all the nights, but I would definitely get a couple parties in, visit the old bars, and...
I thought of Lunchbox because one of the girls on the video that they played during church said, she goes, I'd probably do a couple illegal things that I've always wanted to do, but was always too scared. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd break the law.
Yeah, maybe. You jaywalk.
Yeah. You want to come?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm already a rule breaker.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
And everyone all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Mm.
Shout out to your husband for helping you in a time of need, or what?
Shout out. Yeah, last night I was like this close to Amazon Prime nowing or postmating or something. Things I needed, girl stuff I needed, like Midol and other things.
We're old enough here to say the word tampon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Okay, yeah. Tampons.
We're all adults
I can
here.
Say tampons.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And he doesn't really buy that stuff. I can't even really recall the exact time in our 9 years of marriage that he has done that, except for maybe Midol. So for him, like it, I know it was like a big deal. And he even had to ask the clerk worker, the girl working, for help because he said he was so overwhelmed by all the choices.
Mm.
And he came home and...
Wings, no wings, legs, no legs.
Right. I mean, yeah. There's so much. So he came home and I was just so thankful because luckily I learned, though, because I really didn't want to answer the door to some stranger delivering that for me.
Why didn't you just go get it?
No, I just was not there. No, I wasn't going to leave to go get it. No, wasn't leaving the house. I just couldn't. I was just going to do without it. I was just going to figure something out. But I was this close to ordering it. And then I guess his flight got in early, thank goodness. And he went and did it for me. And I know that was hard for him. Because some guys just cannot handle that. And that's my husband. He cannot handle talking about it. And I love to talk about it.
Yeah, no crap. Yeah, look at the Amy's text message to me yesterday. I wish I was a boy. I can't. You can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
I thought that was a given when you got married. Your husband was okay with you talking about that, but he's just not.
I thought it was a given to go do it. Like, if you're in a relationship, I've done it for a couple of girlfriends. Like, it ain't no thing.
Yeah. And I guess for most guys, I don't know. I don't know if the
Lunchbox,
other married
would you go get it for your wife? You wouldn't?
No.
No?
No.
If she was like, hey, I need you to pick it. Nothing?
She got a vehicle.
Wow. You
no chance. Never done it, never will.
What?
That ain't my job.
Dang.
Like, if I'm at the grocery store and that would be on the list, I'd skip it. Didn't see it.
Oh.
What if she gave you an exact idea?
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
No. Nope.
You don't talk about it?
Don't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, y'all don't talk about it?
No, what's there to talk about?
I mean, I get that my husband doesn't like talking about it, but I still do.
What's there to talk about?
No, there's nothing to talk about.
There's so much to talk about.
She has a time, and that's her time. I don't need to know about it.
Do you, like, send her to the woods? What?
No, but there's nothing to talk about. Like, it's not like we sit there and like, oh, so tell me how you're going today. No, we're not talking about that. Like, she has that time, and we move on with life.
Wow.
What if she needs help or something?
Eddie,
yeah.
Help
for your wife?
What do you mean help?
Oh, yeah.
You help her?
Oh, many, many times have I gone to the grocery store. It's more stressful for me to get yogurt than it is to find that stuff.
Really?
There's too many choices in yogurt. That
what?
I won't do.
What's the deal with yogurt?
Like, to find the one yogurt that she wants out of all those, like, I can't do it, but...
You got
stuff,
the other stuff down?
I got it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's only an issue if you make it an issue.
Right.
Like...
It's not a big deal.
Well, sometimes I think it's how you. Well, for my husband, at least, he says it's how he grew up. He had a mom and a sister, but they never spoke of that in their house ever. I'm like, what? In my house, it was like, we talked about that stuff all the time. So for him, it just makes him uncomfortable and squirmish, but I still talk about it.
For me, like, condoms are weird. And I don't buy them now because I don't hook up. But when I'd be scared.
So you'd rather buy tampons?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like 10 times before. I'd buy a cart full of tampons before I buy one little box of condoms.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That's embarrassing to me.
You're not, like, proud when you throw them on the...
Dude, I haven't had sex with many girls in my life. Like,
you throw
period.
Them on the conveyor belt, you're like...
No.
Yep. Anything else?
Conveyor belt.
I'll take a Kit Kat.
Y'all.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Kit Kat.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. That. And especially if they're like locked up, and you gotta be like,
oh,
hey.
I've seen those.
And then it's like, I don't. No, I'm more comfortable buying the girl stuff than the guy stuff.
I mean, I'm a girl, and I have to buy the girl stuff, and I'll do self checkout. If they don't have stuff checked out, I try to find a female. And if I am just stuck with a male, man, I debate leaving the store or I just power through.
It's only a thing if you make it a thing. And I've made the other thing a thing and I wish I wouldn't have.
No. What about girls buying condoms? Do they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure that, yes, Eddie, yes.
That's got to be that's, weird.
Like, that would be weird.
That's got to be weird.
Right?
But you got to be smart about it. I mean, if you're a guy, really, do you trust a girl that bought them? Like,
wait, now we're on a whole different thing. What do you think? What are you alluding to?
Like, I'm just saying, as a guy going into that situation,
right.
I want to be there when they're purchased.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Some girls may be looking for a payday.
So you're saying they're probably buying a poking hole.
They could. I'm just saying.
My mind never went there at all.
Absolutely. You
have to think. Even if it's a wife? Like a wife?
Yeah, a wife.
It's a wife?
Yeah, wives do that.
You don't trust your wife?
Hey, Ray, our producer, let me ask you a question real quick.
You guys.
Ray's had a girlfriend for a while. How long have you guys been together? A
couple years.
Do you go buy her stuff for her?
No.
Would you?
If she wanted me to, sure. I wouldn't know where to look for it.
That was my husband.
It's on an aisle.
It's by the soap.
Yeah, it's like feminine hygiene.
it's by the Dove.
Eddie knows right where it is. Aisle 12.
Okay. But you haven't?
No.
No. Would she buy guy stuff?
If I asked her to, but I just go solo and get stuff.
Yeah. Wow. And like you're saying, like, Amy, when you go through the checkout, when I used to work the cash register at the grocery store when I was 16, it was awkward when the women would come through. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
I've had guy checker outers make comments to me.
It's all free. Go. Get out of here. Hey, don't tell anybody. Okay, keep it between us.
I don't see any chocolate and tampons. I don't see it.
All right. Bobby Bones. Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.